Musicians today can have a hard time standing out in an increasingly saturated market. Just ask Bob Andrews.
The music business has changed so much these days, and trying to sort of differentiate yourself from other people is extremely hard. And there's so many CDs that have come out now that people that make them, you know, just make them in their bedroom. So it's not as if they, you know, they don't have a recording studio necessarily anymore.
Andrews is an English-born piano player who's lived and worked in New Orleans for 20 years. The difficulty of getting a project noticed was the inspiration for his new record. It's called Invisible Love, and it's accompanied, rather unusually, by a book of the same name. Together, the two tell the dramatic love story of Guzzard and Mr. Pooh, a pair of dogs living in the Marigny Bywater section of New Orleans.
Well, the projects, basically, we've got a book and a CD together, and we're using the book as a kind of a new way of sort of promoting the CD, really, and the music of New Orleans.
I talked to Andrews while he was in New York City on tour with Graham Parker and The Rumor, promoting Invisible Love, as well as an appearance in Judd Apatow's new movie, This Is 40. More on that later.
It's a juxtaposition, really, of my kind of British sort of pub rock roots together with some great musicians that come out of New Orleans.
How's the reception been for the whole project?
Well, it's been interesting. I mean, people don't know what to make of it, really. We've been getting out the book and people are looking at it, and they, when they see the book, they just go, "Oh, I want the book." And if they're dog lovers, particularly, they really like it. We've got some really good reviews from different people, and it's just a question of getting it out to people. It's as with everything else. That's why one of the reasons we've taken it out on tour with Graham and The Rumor is to try and get it to a wider audience. I mean, we're reaching people in different cities we wouldn't normally get to if and also to a lot of these musicians too. It's an opportunity to people who don't know who Alex McMurray and John Mooney or you know, Carlo, to actually find out about what they're like too. So it's,
are people confused at all when they see it?
They don't know what it is. Yeah, they're looking, what is this? They do look at it as what is, because the CD is tucked into a little pocket in the back of the book.
Can you describe the book for me a little bit?
It's almost like a fairy tale. And the illustrations are very bright and very colourful. It's about relationships and about love, and we're forcing people to think a little bit about gender a little bit, and just to sort of look at things from a little different point of view. And it's pretty edgy in that sort of sense. And like I say, it looks beautiful. When you actually see the book itself, you go, wow, look at this. It actually does look great when you actually open it up. The illustrations and the colors are fantastic. And the lyrics are in there, so you can read the book while you listen to the music. And it's a concept, really.
Can you give an example of a song on the record and how it ties into the book?
Well, I could read you a little bit, if you like. Would you like me to do that?
Sure, why not?
Well, I'm going to read the song called Mutt Not Smut.
For our listeners, that's Mutt, not Smut.
And I'll give you a little bit of background. So Guzzard and Mr. Pooh have had an argument, and Guzzard said he's not to call her again. Here we go. After some hard thinking for a few days, Mr. Pooh realizes that he really is screwing up. He's getting tired of all the late-night drinking and cavorting with his buddies. He starts to think about what he really wants. He realizes he really does love Guzzard, and that it is time to get his act together. On Thursday, he goes over to the Saturn Bar to see Alex McMurray, and to get in a happier, more positive frame of mind, and think about what he needs to do to win Guzzard's trust again. And then there's this, the lyric, I'll leave you to the lyric from Mutt Not Smut. Mutt Not Smut. I want my Mutt Not Smut. I want Mutt Not Smut. Tired of pressing my luck, I gotta tell you, baby, I love your butt. I'm a home wrecker, yeah, a real life heckler. Wasn't in love those other times, chasing tail with a smutty mind. Now I wanna come home and be nice, baby, and have my loving mutt be all mine. That's enough of that. It's kind of talking about, you know, things that are hard to talk about in relationships. And particularly when you talk about it as people, but talking about it through the dogs makes it a little kind of a little strange and funny, and you know, and yet you're still talking about different things, about relationships and about how they go wrong and how to make them right.
So tell me about the personnel on the record. You said you have some longtime musical collaborators on there with you.
Right. Well, I played with Iceman Murray on his last album, the one I Like a Cannonball, and I played with John Mooney since the mid '90s. You know, we always played every year at Jazz Fest with him, and two gigs around town when he needs a keyboard player. So I've known John for a long time, and Alex, I was in the last incarnation of Four Finger Bowl, so I've known Alex for a lot. And these guys, Brian, for instance, I mean, he's just a man about town, and he plays tuba, which is something we wanted on the record. So. And Jamal Watson is a guy that we followed by, we saw Glenn David Andrews, and we just loved his drumming, and we thought this is the guy for our records, and this is the second record that he's playing on for us.
So you guys are on tour in New York right now, right?
That's right. I'm on tour. I'm actually sitting in the Bowery here. We're down in the Bowery at the moment having a cup of coffee. But we're on tour with Glenn Parker and Aroma. We were like a cult band in the 70s that Graham decided he wanted to make a record, and he phoned some of the guys, and eventually it became all the original guys from the band. And and just at the same time as he had that, Judd Apatow, who's the director for Knocked Up and 40-Year-Old Virgin, asked him to be in the movie. The new movie he's making. Graham told him that we just made a reunion record, and so he wrote the band into the script, playing ourselves. It's called This Is 40. So that's one of the reasons why we're on tour too, because we're promoting the album and we're promoting the fact that we're going to be in the movie, and hopefully people see the movie and make connections. And that's why Robin and I are out here selling our CD at the same time, CD and book at the same time.
Stepping back a bit, you moved to New Orleans back in 1992. What brought you here to start with?
It's always somewhere I always wanted to live, and music here is such interesting. I've been playing kind of New Orleans music since the 60s when I first heard Lee Dorsey and Reggie Pony, and then I found out Alan Toussaint, and I found out all these different places. And New Orleans is just a great music town, and it's been great to live here and play music with all my heroes.
Who are your big New Orleans influences as a piano player?
Well, I mean, Alan Toussaint is my big hero here. I mean, he's just everything that I love about New Orleans. I mean, he plays a great piano. He writes great songs. He's written great songs. He's produced some great records. I mean, he's just a complete musician, and he's my hero from that. And then I just like the singers. Lee Dorsey. Lee Dorsey's always been one of my favorite all-time singers, and he still is. I mean, he's just got a unique style that is unique in New Orleans too. And I got to meet him, and it's tremendous when you get to meet your heroes. And like I say, in Alan Toussaint's case, I've played a few gigs with him, so it's been, and I've done some recording with him, so it's just wonderful to be in New Orleans and be able to do that.
Well, was there anything else you wanted to mention, or does that about cover it?
Yeah, I think that covers it. Yeah, I think so.
You have any more shows coming up?
Oh yeah, we're up to Boston, I think, this Thursday, I think.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care now.
Invisible Love is on store shelves now. Judd Apatow's This Is 40, featuring a special appearance by Graham Parker and The Rumor with Bob Andrews as themselves, comes to theaters on December 21st.